Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn. The stars of our show, this is an iconic brain trust of football knowledge here in the studio with us. We have Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, formerly of the Los Angeles Rams. Vince, you played for a few other teams, as I recall. Green Bay. Yeah. You were up in Canada for a while. That was
Canada
a boot
year,
time. You
did that. That's right. And yeah. Buffalo
and
Bills.
And Buffalo,
yeah.
Boy. Okay.
Went off and left us.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys a question. Yes. How was your Thanksgiving? We got a weird week because we had games on Thanksgiving into the week. And that Sunday night game with the snow going following that Cincinnati-Cleveland game, I feel like I've already experienced winter sitting on the couch in my house. How do you guys take it with those games?
It brought back memories. There's no doubt about it for me. I remember going and playing in the Rams' coldest game, and I remember everyone coming out for warm-ups all bundled up. And I came out bundled up, and I couldn't move. I was like the Michelin Man. So I went back in and stripped down to a T-shirt and a little bit of Vaseline, and that did me well.
The Vaseline works?
Just put the Vaseline, kept me warm.
That's
good.
Now, what game was that? Do you recall what the game was? Minnesota?
No, it wasn't Minnesota. We were playing Cincinnati.
Cincinnati is right there again in that Ohio.
Oh,
Vince, how about you?
Games. There are a lot of cold games this weekend, yeah.
We're not talking about the ones you lost. We're talking about the weather.
Some of the ones were played inside, like the Detroit Lions. They had a great game. Boy, they're the team to beat. I mean, they're the power team in the NFC, obviously. But, you know, our Thanksgiving Day was so much fun. It was great. We had the Slaters over. We had a great time.
Wait. You had the Slaters over?
Oh, yeah. They'd come over, yeah.
It was my invitation. Yeah. Did I not?
But let me tell you what kind of wines we had.
Oh, yeah. Tell me the wines.
We had this Trebbiano, this white wine
Trebbiano
from Italy, from Abruzzi, Emilio Pepe. Then we had the Costa Brown. We had the Chardonnay. We had the Costa Brown. Pinot was great. We had Ferragamo.
Oh,
we had
the Pinot.
Tignanello.
The Pinot was really
good. But the food, my wife did a great job with the food.
Jody did all the trimmings.
Jody's great. And you know what? I'm invited, Jackie, in case you want
turkey, everything.
In case you want to have me over at your house. I usually like to bring what I call, I don't know if it's a new wine, it's called Opus One. I like to bring that.
Opus
One. You know, Opus One, if you want to, for Thanksgiving meals.
It's a good one,
Jack. Like to have that. Yeah. It's good stuff. All right, we're going to take a break here, but we got a lot to talk about this week. We're going to check out the games of the last week. We got some predictions for who's going to make or break the playoffs. These guys got a lot of stuff. We were in a pregame meeting today, and I thought it was going to come to blows. Jackie was going to plant a flag on Vince's chair.
Well, there were a lot of blows thrown this past weekend. We'll talk about that, too.
We will on On Point Live. Check us out, onpointlive.net. That's our website, onpointlive.net. We'll be right back. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
We are back on Point Live. Comes to you every week at this time on this radio station, this cable system, this podcast network. On we're also on video too. You can check us out on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Our website is onpointlive.net, and you can check us out on Instagram on.point.live. And we're brought to you by Harmony Cheese. The cheese that turned Jackie Slater's refrigerator into a store demo. His refrigerator. Jackie, last week we saw it. I hope we can play it again this week. You laid out the cheese. I thought it was a Bond supermarket, for
That's
God's
right.
sake.
You got to lay it all out. You got to organize it, just like the plays. You know, you got to run this to complement that. You got to run this to complement that.
Vince came by your house, and he brought his own shopping cart. It was amazing. It was just a refrigerator, Vince.
Oh, my gosh. Man, there was so much food in there. Don't you ever eat
it was
food.
Absolutely delicious. I mean, I so enjoyed myself over the holidays.
Abergele is the one you like.
Abergele was the one that I like, and it was really special.
Now, if you go there, Christmas gifts, we're getting close. Mm-hmm. You know, go there, harmonycheese.com. They got all sorts of gift packs and a lot more. Pair that with some Ferragamo wine.
We have to give a giveaway here, too.
What do you want to do?
We have to have some kind of contest. Maybe they can callers can probably do a poll or some sort, and the winner would receive a bottle of wine. Nice Tenuta Ferragamo, nice Super Tuscan. It'd be great.
Tenuta Ferragamo.
That's good. Let's do it.
All right, let's get into some football here. We had a lot of fisticuffs and problems, and it seemed like it started with one, and it mushroomed up. Vince, start with you. How'd you like that college game between the Ohio State and Michigan?
Look, there was a bad scene at the end, the conclusion of all these games. This is big weekend. Big college game weekend, and there were so many eruptions on the field. Started with the opposing team staking their flag at midfield, and tempers flared. Obviously, there was a lot of loss of self-control. There was no discipline from either staff, from either side of the field, and this was just a bad scene overall. I'll tell you, Michael and Jackie, I didn't really like it. It didn't look good for college football, and this is something that must stop. Now, Jackie, you can get into the sanctions at what happened. Both these teams were penalized, but, you know, it was every game. There was more than, you know, the Michigan and Ohio State game. It was the North Carolina State and North Carolina game.
Florida State.
Arizona State. I mean, listen.
Big rivalries.
You know, these were
Houston
at the home
against Jacksonville.
Field.
We'll get into that.
All these opposing teams won the games, and they wanted to make a statement. Well, the statement was made during the game, okay, not after the game. This is our home field. You know, this is our home. You don't destroy property. You don't do this kind of thing. It just is a bad sign.
I agree, and I almost feel funny talking about it because I was a key figure in one of the biggest fine fights that ever occurred in the National Football League when I shoved Mark Gastineau. But for parents watching this and aspiring, having kids who aspire to play football, it was a little bit discouraging because nobody's going to want their kid to go out and play the violent game and then after the game is over be subject to some of the violence that we saw. I mean, you know, they had to pepper spray the people there in at the Michigan-Ohio State game. Interesting thing about that, these are all state rivalries. I mean, Michigan and Ohio State, that's one of the biggest rivalries in our country. And then Florida and Florida State and North Carolina, these in-state schools getting after one another. And I can understand the competition and everything, but I also have to say that this is dead wrong. I agree with you 100%. Now, the people that I'm going to commend in this situation is the NC2A because they acted directly, harshly. They came down on them right away. A $100,000 fine levied against both Michigan and Ohio State, two of the top programs in the country, and that's where you have to, you know, that's you have to nip it in the bud with the big guys.
Hey, let me ask you: you guys played college, right, Jackie? Where were you?
Jackson State University.
Jackson State. You at Nebraska?
I was at Cal in Nebraska.
Cal. So when you're playing the game, you're young, you're a kid, you're playing it. Tempers flare, whatever. In this case, Michigan had a lousy season. This was a total upset, something they could be happy about. Did they go overboard there to tick off Ohio State, who obviously lost the championship? Now they can get in the playoffs, but they're not going to win the championship.
It tarnishes their record. It tarnishes their accomplishments, okay? You want to encourage kids to play.
Right.
And I have a grandson. I have grandkids. That, you know, I want to see kids play football because football is a development process. It teaches you about life, a lot of things. Now, yeah, in the heat of the battle, yeah, you can get vibrant. You can get boisterous. You can, you know, there's a lot of emotions that go on. But after the game is over. Congratulate the winner or the loser. You know, they should both congratulate each other and then go on their own way.
Good sportsmanship is what we're
right.
At.
That's what we need to see.
What's the whole thing?
And we don't see that.
What's the whole thing? Michigan had the flag.
Well, it's saying we're taking this territory. Your territory is no longer yours. We've come in and dominated you as a team, and now we're staking our claim on your home stadium. And it's quite offensive when you think about it. The guys, they don't want to see that happen. They've disappointed all their fans, and they have to walk out of there with their heads down. And then to have that happen, it just makes them want to do a little bit of something.
People have their favorite NFL teams, whatever, professional teams. College, it seems like you went there. It was your school. There's a school pride.
Right,
when you do
right.
something like this, I think it's harsh on the alumni who have sure. gone there for years. A lot of old-timers I know, myself included, go there rooting for the team or whatever. You get embarrassed for your squad. And these
right.
are the young kids doing this. And Jackie, it started out there in Michigan and at Ohio State in that game. But all of a sudden, three more teams did this. Did they see what went on? Did they say, we're going to do the same thing? What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, you got to look at the teams that this happened. I mean, Michigan, Ohio State, they've been big-time rivals for years and years. And then interstate schools, you know, the Florida schools, Florida and Florida State, North Carolina, North Carolina State. These are interstate rivalries. It's kind of like, for me, it was Jackson State and Alcorn. You know, yeah. Jackson State and Mississippi Valley State, where Jerry Rice went to school. These were big rivalries for us, and it meant a lot because it was local. All your parents could come and be there and watching it, all your relatives and friends. And so there was a lot at stake at those games. And to have that happen, to be embarrassed by losing at home to a team that, if you look at a couple of their records, perhaps should have won the games. It does put extra pressure on you, but you can't let it.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, I was just going to mention Oklahoma,
the Sooners, and Nebraska.
That's a huge rivalry.
Yeah, huge rivalry.
Okay. So did you ever get hot in the game and want to do something?
Oh, Mike, you know, there's a lot of tempers that flare during the course of the game. That's normal. That happens.
Normal.
Okay, but after the game, we lost both games when I was in Nebraska. We got beat. The Oranges were coming down. We thought we were going to the Orange Bowl. We had the lead. They came back and threw the pass to Elvis Peacock that went up the sideline, and they beat us 17-14.
You got beaten by a peacock?
Yeah.
And the interesting thing was he and Elvis Peacock ended up being teammates at the Rams.
And we sure did. You know, but we didn't have a fight after the game. We congratulated each other. It was a great game. It was, you know, hard-fought game, and that's what happens. You know, there's always a victor. There's always a loser. So, but, you know, Nebraska, was top of the line. Obviously, too, at Cal, we played Stanford. We beat Stanford in the final seconds of the game, and the fans just joined us on the field. It was a big celebration. That's what it's supposed to be like. And, you know, that celebration was second to none. Steve Sweeney catching the ball with no time on the clock. I remember the time when John Elway played Stanford, and they Stanford beat him with a punt return for a kickoff or a punt kickoff return for a touchdown. The band was coming on the field.
Yeah.
Great celebration. These rivalry games are what college football is all about.
It's all about now.
And don't tarnish it with a fight after
so
the
how
game.
So how do you prevent this from happening?
Has to be sanctions.
Kids are more apt to get hot and bothered about things. Mike, what do you do? Listen.
Ryan Day is responsible for it. I mean, Sharon Moore, they're both responsible.
Coaches. Okay, How do you deal with it?
Yeah.
Exactly what the NCAA did. $100,000 fine levied against Michigan, $100,000 fine levied against Ohio State. They didn't share $100,000. Each one
but
of them.
Something needs to hurt.
Does it get to that the
and
kids?
Where that money comes from, I don't know. Who knows? It might impact some of the NIL packages. We don't know all the language these NIL packages that these kids are getting.
It cannot
money.
Happen.
It could affect them that way.
Cannot continue.
But do you, as a coach, you've got to get these guys ready to face any kind of elements in the game.
Yeah.
And you got to maintain.
You want them to be ready to compete at the highest level.
So, okay, and Elvis Peacock, you got beaten by Peacock. That's okay. You're listening to On Point Live. You're watching it as well, too, on our podcast. Check out the podcast on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Go to our website, onpointlive.net. Also, Instagram, on.point.live. You can check us out at crntalk.com, CRN Digital Talk, our YouTube channel there. And definitely visit our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. Harmony Cheese, best cheese this time of the year. Abergele, Jackie.
Abergele.
Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo will return. Stay with us on Point Live. Thanks for joining us.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We are back on Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Legends of Football here. Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo, kind of counting them down. We talked a little college football crazy. Before we get to Notre Dame and get back to college, one other hit that I saw in the NFL, the big game between Houston and Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, yeah.
Trevor Lawrence sliding down, according to you, supposedly dead to the world on this one, got a big hit there, right?
Huge hit. And my understanding is the young man that hit him, this was the second time, Vince, is that right, that he had laid a quarterback out? Now, this guy is going to be fined heavily, and that fine is going to be magnified because this is his second time. But, you know, that's uncalled for. You can't, the guy, when he gives himself up, and he did that by going feet sliding first. Mm-hmm. You cannot come in and hit him like he did. He laid a forearm right in his face, and you saw how rigid his arm went right away. He was concussed at that particular point in time. That's uncalled for, and it will be dealt with sternly by the NFL.
Yeah, Aziz Al-Shahir has hit two quarterbacks.
Yeah.
He hit Caleb Williams early in the season, on the sideline. That was a late hit. And then he also hit Trevor Lawrence. So he put both those quarterbacks. Well, he did put Trevor Lawrence out for good for I don't know how long he's going to be sidelined.
You're a quarterback. You see that coming. Yeah. What do you think? Do you protect yourself? You got to hold the football.
Everything. No, you're giving yourself up, as Jackie said. You're sliding. The play is pretty much dead at that point. The defender has to come in and make. You don't even need to make a touch.
It's my job.
You give yourself
at that
point up,
time to just touch him,
right, or just slide by him, or just touch him. But he went with a forearm, and it's a good thing he didn't hit him with his helmet because it might have been worse. But
now that guy has a collectively bargained right to appeal his fine. The next day he gets a fine, so he's going to appeal it. But the appeals officers, they're not going to have any mercy on him.
Yeah, it's a rougher thing there. You're playing professionally now. You got to do it. Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. Okay, back to college football real quick.
God.
Some pick sixes we had in the NFL. What about the Notre Dame and USC, Vince?
Oh, God. Two pick sixes. Oh, we had the Notre Dame and USC game. What a big rivalry this game is. And, for the first time in 95 years, Notre Dame returned a pick six, 100 yards.
Wow.
But the time before that, the series before that.
How long is the football field again?
It's 100 yards.
Okay,
and Michael, the series before that, there was another player returned at 99 yards. So two unfortunate mistakes for USC. They got beat by those two touchdowns.
Unfortunate.
What do you call it? I mean, you really can't really blame the quarterback. He's trying to throw the ball up. They're
correct.
Down by two touchdowns.
What about the defense? Can't you stop that guy?
Well, you know what? Exactly. I don't know.
Slater.
What do you think?
Let me tell you. Now, that is amazing when you think about all the years that have gone by, and this has never happened before. But also, there's another thing that's never happened before.
What
in the world? Exactly. Think about this.
Yes.
A 310-pound man intercepting a ball and running it 90 yards back for a touchdown.
99
yards. You're talking about Leonard Williams.
I'm talking about
Seattle.
Unbelievable.
How old is he?
I don't know how old he is, but he weighs 310 pounds. And I'm wondering, where were all those fleet-footed fast receivers? Why did any of those guys, those backs, run this guy down and catch him? That could have grabbed him in the collar.
He had an entourage in front of him, Jackie. Yeah, about four or five blocks.
Wait a minute. They talk about how fast the running backs and the receivers are. Why?
You could have run that far.
Show me your speed by running down a 310-pound guy with a ball. You probably could have knocked it out of his hand. He's not used to carrying a ball.
Well, you're talking about the NFL. You're talking about defense, right? You got to make plays defensively.
Yeah, you got to make plays.
These pick sixes are
becoming
big scores.
That was absolutely mind-blowing to see that big guy rumble down. Now, he was moving now.
Yeah. Leonard said he felt like 99 after he made that run.
And, this guy is having a special year, Leonard Williams is.
Yeah.
He is, in my opinion, he's one of the top guys there, for defensive player of the year. He's, he's putting up some sacks, a lot of tackles for losses, and he's leading a football team that has really turned around their defense. Seattle's defense is going in a different direction right now.
And, Mike McDonald, being a defensive-oriented coach, Jackie, is the head coach for Seattle. They've only given up 14 points average per game the last 3 weeks of this season. So they're catching steam at the right time here, headed into
Seattle's defense.
Seattle's defense. But you know, I'd rather be lucky than good pick this week. All right, let me tell you something.
Okay,
is the quarterback for Seattle. Now, let me. You know the reason
Geno
why?
Geno Smith.
Yeah, let me tell you why. You guys didn't play quarterback.
Okay. No.
So I'm looking at the game. They have first and goal, Seattle. You think they're going to score a touchdown, right?
Of course.
Let's put this game out of reach. No. First down, they try to run the play right up the middle. It's a good call. Doesn't make anything, okay? The Jets stop them cold. Jets have a good defensive line. Second down, instead of getting under center, okay, and being balanced in your stance, okay, it starts fundamentally. The first mistake he makes is he's leaning back all the way
Geno
back.
Geno is, yeah.
Because last week he got run over by one of his linemen, so he wanted to get out of there quick enough. But there's no threat of a quarterback sneak, so what does the defense do? They're not alarmed that they're going to run right up the middle. Okay, let's watch the eye back. Okay, they're going to run the ball right here. They stuff the play, so he wasn't sound. Okay, the third play, okay, was a penalty. They got penalized, okay, and the clock was running down. They had to call a timeout. This is after a penalty. Okay, on third down and goal. Okay, the quarterback's only responsibility is to watch the clock. If it gets close to the 30-second clock, you have to run the play or call timeout. Get the ball snapped, all right?
That's correct, yes.
They don't do that. He looks at the sideline thinking, well, the referees were supposed to reset the 30-second clock. They didn't. If they don't reset it, then you need to play. You need to go with what you have. Then the next play, they try to play-action pass, okay? Great call. A good call, all right? He doesn't ride the fake. He doesn't do the fake the proper way. You have to sell the fake, the run. Then come out, stall it, then throw the flat.
Right.
He's way too quick in his development. The ball is thrown outside. It's not catchable. So that blows another play. Now it's fourth and goal at the one-yard line. I'm talking the one-foot line.
Yes.
He drops back. He's under pressure. He's under duress. He scrambles around. Instead of throwing the ball through the end zone, okay, which would just end the clock, your opponent would get the ball on what yard line? The 1 foot line.
That's right.
Okay, maybe we got another shot. He gets sacked, loses 19 yards.
Right, Michael.
Four plays in a row, and I go, what are the coaches looking at over here?
Michael.
When are they going to make a change?
Vince is criticizing. He's looking at this guy's one series.
It's but you're happening getting upset. Over and over again. It's consistency.
He did everything wrong in one series.
He's consistently wrong. This is not only one series. This has been happening throughout the course of the year. They've been lucky. They won their last three games, Jackie.
Yeah, I can't believe they won this one.
You know how they're winning? They're winning on defense.
They got a great defense.
They played the Jets. What can you say?
They have a great defense. And, you know, Mike McDonald, the head coach, he came out of Harbaugh's system over there. And not only – he's the youngest head coach in pro football, but you know what he did? He hired Leslie Frazier. Leslie Frazier was a – he played at Alcorn, an HBCU back in Mississippi, and then he became a head coach in the National Football League. Been a defensive-oriented guy all of his career, about 25 years. Years or so, if not longer, in the NFL, and he is the assistant head coach to this young man, and they are playing big-time football on that side of the ball, and it's because of these guys. There's no doubt in my mind that this attitude of this team is defensive-oriented right now, and you watch what I tell you. As this year goes along, the difference in their win and loss record is going to be based on the way this defense is playing, and I predict that they're going to be winning a whole lot more games than they're going to be losing them because of their defense.
You're getting really – you're pounding. When you start pounding, Jackie, I know that people, our audience, Jackie's ready to make a statement, and he did.
Yeah, so. I've got another lucky than –
okay, what
I'd
else?
Rather be lucky than –
rather be lucky.
Okay, this goes to Derek Carr. Okay.
Derek Carr.
You know, I've been kind of critical on quarterbacks, but let me go ahead.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
Now, Jackie, you mentioned he made $150 million in his last contract. $100 million
guaranteed.
Now, do you know who's the quarterback that has won the least amount of games, has the most losing record of all quarterbacks in the last 10 years?
Not Derek.
Derek Carr.
Okay. Really?
He's averaged 9 losses in 10 years, but more recently in the last 3 years, he's averaged 9 losses per year. And the last couple of years, he's averaged 10 losses per year.
Ew.
How can you afford a quarterback who's going to perform like at that
somebody
level?
Signed him.
Well, they paid
him. The Saints did.
They paid him.
Well, the Saints.
I mean, somebody saw something
in
Derek Carr that brought him there, that paid him the way they did. Now, Sean Payton was there when he came, correct?
No, Sean Payton was let go. He went to Denver.
Okay, was Sean Payton there when he signed?
No.
Okay,
I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think so.
Well, if Sean Payton wasn't there, then we
Sean
can't.
Sean Payton wouldn't have got Derek Carr. I'll tell you right
we
now.
We can't blame
would've
Sean Payton.
Would have gotten Geno Smith.
We can't blame him.
No, he wouldn't. He had a chance to go to Seattle, but he didn't go. He went to Denver, where he got
Derek,
Bo
if
Nix
you're listening, now. We're just kind of looking over some numbers on your career.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's
okay. Well, so Derek
four,
knows.
Four
him.
Years, at some point in time, he was, you know, he was a good quarterback deemed by people. I remember his name being sung around.
Of course.
But you look at the production over the years, I mean, it's just.
Okay, he's 4 years in the NFL, Derek Carr. He's lost 43 games in those 4 years. Yeah. In 5 years, he's lost 53 games, 6 years, 56 games, 7 years, 63, 8 years, 70, 9 years, 79, 10 years, 87.
And he got a raise.
11 years, 92 games he's lost. So $150 million, and he's got guarantees, I think, Jackie. You and I were talking about this before. $7 million for this year, 12 in 23, $12 million in 24, another $51 million in 2025.
You can keep going on and on, Michael, but sometimes coaches just make a mistake. I mean,
so how do you cut your
but
loss?
You know what? The secret is to find out early. Let's cut our losses.
At some point in time, somebody has to conclude that the man can't hit a bull in the butt with a base filler.
Can't hit a bull in the butt.
How about catching
that's
the ball?
A Jackie Slater.
In the dark. What's that?
With a base go to the filled. Cheese refrigerator right now. Look that one up. A bull in the butt. That's good. Now, okay, so maybe possibly we can get him over to I think the Jets are looking for another quarterback.
Oh, my goodness.
That'd be good?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, Derek Carr.
That's coming.
All right, you're in tune with On Point Live, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. They're going to be back for you. Follow them at their website, onpointlive.net, their YouTube channel. You subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Got a lot of good things here on Instagram, on.point.live. Check us out at crntalk.com, CRN Digital Talk on our YouTube channel. Check out our sponsor. Great cheese for the holidays and parties. HarmonyCheese.com. They have it in Green Bay. They have it nationwide. HarmonyCheese.com. We'll be back.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Twas the holiday season at Total Wine and More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on the shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never amiss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new Salted Caramel Frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, And it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel Frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic Frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel Frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
Welcome back. On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with the greats here. Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo, all the knowledge of football in those two brains right here. And I just kind of sit there and ask questions. And we haven't addressed the elephant in the room since we're looking back at last week. And maybe not necessarily the elephant, the bear in the room about timeouts. Jackie Slater, start with you. Come on. What's going on here? This game, the Bears had a chance to beat Detroit.
Absolutely. It was kind of disappointing. I believe it was the final straw that caused them to fire Mr. Eberflus there. Right. But, you know, I think, by the way, Vince, Thomas Brown is the former assistant head coach to Sean McVay at the Rams is going to do a fantastic job. And I think they're going to find out that they've lucked up on finding a new head coach. But, I mean, when you think about, you know, that game, the Chicago Bears, they're featuring this young quarterback. They expect him to be a leader. They expect him to do all these things, but he's still young. Mm-hmm. You got to help him along the way. And Vince, you would probably feel that he should have been equipped with the knowledge to know that he needs to call a timeout. He didn't do it.
Right.
So someone else should have been doing it.
Vince.
And I think that's why they lost the job.
Eberflus should have called it, got radioed or something. They got two-way walkie-talkies there, don't they?
Well, it was a culmination of things, the firing of the coach, because they've lost a lot of close games late in the game. But I have to give a lot of credit to Caleb Williams first. Okay, first let's talk about
the
way he's been playing. He's been playing one man out. I mean, he's tough. He's energetic. He's fired up at the end. He doesn't quit. He keeps playing. And he's brought his team from behind in many games this year, only to lose a game on a Hail Mary pass, on a late pass like this, or a fluke play, a block punt, a block field goal. He's doing what he can do. But the simple things are fundamental that aspects of quarterbacking, and that's the play, being able to manage the clock. Okay, if you see the clock's running down, you need to be able to slam the ball down, get your team up there, call a timeout, do something to stop the clock, know how to manage your timeouts that you have left to go down the field, because all they had to do is go down and maybe kick a field goal to win the game. So they didn't make that happen, which falls back on the quarterback, but also on the coach. But I think in time he will learn this. I mean, it should be inbred in him already.
I don't think he'll have another problem with this.
No, Thomas Brown will mean a lot to this club because he gives them the motivation to go out and play. And he will put them in a position to win. That's the job of any coach, to teach, put you in position to win a game. And that's your only job. And
so Thomas Brown's an improvement to Jackie, correct? Over Eberflus?
I think so. This is what I know. Thomas Brown was spoken of very highly by one of the bright minds in our game right now, and that's Sean McVay. He was the assistant head coach to Sean McVay, running back coach. When he went over there at the position that he took there in Chicago, right away he asserted himself as a guy who knows what's going on the offensive side of the football. If he hadn't done that, they would not have promoted him right away to offensive coordinator when they fired the offensive coordinators a few months back. So Thomas Brown, in my opinion, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he doesn't emerge as the next head coach of the Chicago Bears, because he's going to have a great audition here over the next few weeks.
It seems to me, if you're named Sean and you're a head coach, or if you're a Harbaugh and you got a brother or two in the league, people are raiding your camp all the time for coaching and offensive and defensive coordinators. What's the deal?
Well, let's talk about Sean McDermott with the Buffalo Bills.
There you go.
He's hired Joe Brady, who's been doing a great job offensive coordinating, but he's put Josh Allen in a position to be himself, to take out the theories and put more instinctiveness in him as a quarterback. And he is just awesome the way he's playing for the game right now. He's throwing the ball. Now, Jackie, he only completed 12 passes last week, 12 for 18, something like that.
Yeah.
But do you know how many yards they had rushing? 220 yards rushing okay, to beat the 49ers. And the 49ers like to beat it out of you by running the ball. They couldn't do it against this team. This team is headed, but the reason I told Jackie they're playing so well is they're playing so well together. A lot of it has to do with the way they're being coached and the glue that just keeps these guys together. They're a great team. Another great team I see, too, is the Eagles.
Jackie. Yes.
Vic Fangio, how are you able to hold the Ravens to 12 points? Vic Fangio's defense did it.
And the way they kept Lamar bottled up there for the most part. This guy is the most elusive quarterback that we've seen since Michael Vick. Wouldn't you all agree with that?
I agree.
And they kept him bottled up. You didn't have any of those big 10, 12, 15-yard runs, backbreakers for defenses. They kept him bottled up. And then all of his major targets were taken away throughout the game. They did a fantastic job.
Another great defense team, or the Pittsburgh Steelers?
There you go. You love
them. Okay, Mike Tomlin. Look, we have a lot of respect for Mike Tomlin.
We do.
He's
I like
right now.
Mike Tomlin is
a quality coach.
He's a special coach.
You know why, Jackie and I talked about it, is that he's loyal to his team. He's loyal to his players, his former players, his administration, his fans. He's there. Because he's there through thick and thin. He's going to fight from the bottom up. He's just not going to – there's no quit in him. And for his defense to play the way they played against the Ravens, the way they played last week against Cincinnati, and yet Russell Wilson. And
he's
Jackie mentioned
him.
They have two quarterbacks.
They got two quarterbacks.
Justin Fields and Russell Wilson.
You mentioned Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, we've seen him have a lot of success in early parts of his career, throughout most of his career, actually. Russell Wilson came to a football team that Mike Tomlin is coaching in Pittsburgh, where the football team was 4-2. They had only lost two games and won four games.
And Justin was playing real good.
And Justin Fields was playing well. And then he made Russell sit there and watch. He made him sit there and learn. He made him sit there and help. And then eventually, when he put him in the lineup, it was a move for the best. I think everyone in Pittsburgh right now have to be aware of the fact that Mike Tomlin managed that quarterback situation as well as you possibly could. Russell Wilson is 5-1 now as a starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, there's some of the best players are emerging, wide receivers, the new guys that they've brought. Mike Williams come in after being there 1 week and is catching touchdown passes. Mike Tomlin is a magical type of a coach. I think the people in Pittsburgh realized this when they hired him. There's no conversation about firing this guy. He's won a Super Bowl. He's consistently featured motivated, highly skilled players all on the football field that are motivated to play the game.
Prepping your team.
You can't take that away from him.
Putting life into a veteran, right?
Well, absolutely. Also, absolutely.
The way he can take you aside and talk to a player and encourage the player, even after a fault that he does on the field, he will make it clear moving forward what he expects from the player.
Right.
Okay, but out of respect. And he does it because he knows how to handle the personnel that he has. Pickens was one of the players that
he was
talking to.
Prime example.
You know, just having an off game. He turned around. He came up the leading pass receiver for Russell Wilson. So these kind of things, more so than anything else, you have to, as a head coach, you have to be multi-talented, okay, in all different
and
aspects.
And you know, after, Vince, you know, just want to close with this comment about Mike Tomlin. You know, the Pickens kid, after they lost to Cleveland a couple of weeks ago, he came out and said, I don't think they were that good of a team. But it was the elements that caused us to lose the game. Mm-hmm. Now, Mike Pickens, he had, 111 yards or so in receptions this past week on five catches or something like that? Pickens was a different person this past week. I mean, when he was interviewed, his whole attitude was more mellow. It was more somber. It was more respective. And I believe that Mike Tomlin called him to the side, and he may have said this, I agree with you. That's not a very good team that we played. But this is the way we have to conduct ourselves as professionals, and I think that that's the kind of influence that he brings to all of those interviews on both sides of the ball, on both sides of the ball.
And maybe if we can learn something, humility is the greatest aspect, the greatest quality you could have, humility. And I think more people need to take it, even at the college level.
Okay, a couple of others. Quarterback Cooper Rush Dallas is starting to win some games. What do you think?
He's throwing. McCarthy's play calling. I mean, they're getting along great.
He okay,
great
Vince, don't even start with that, Vince.
Well, let's
you
hold on.
You do not like McCarthy. You have not said a positive thing about this guy at all.
I don't know.
Is it the quarterback all of a sudden? Is it really him?
No, not really. Not really. They have their backs up against the wall. Everybody knows that, hey, after this season, we can all get fired. So, players included. Yeah. So they're playing right now, whatever's left in the tank, they got to give it. So, I think Cooper Kupp can throw the ball, but you got to get everybody involved. And I think that's the key. Everybody's got to get
Rush,
involved.
Cooper Rush,
with the quarterbacks, got to get all his receivers
involved. Okay, so one other here, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. This guy's got his team playing like hotcakes for him here. We're talking about Josh Allen. What quarterback do you know throws a pass for a touchdown, catches a pass for a touchdown, and runs it into the end zone? That's the first time it's been done.
Amari Cooper was a great play, Jackie. He was getting tackled on the sideline. Here comes Josh.
Kansas City has that play.
He sees him clear cut.
Kansas City has that play in as a called play.
Travis Kelce.
I don't believe that was a called play. I think that was just kind of
– Ad-libbing. Yes.
I think and it shows just how professional, how tough Josh Allen is, because – He came up just in case there was a problem, just in case there was a fumble. He was going to be in position to be able to handle it, and he ended up having the ball pitched back to him, and he scored a touchdown.
But let me tell you something, Jackie. You can't defense a play like that. You can't practice against a play like that. It just happens, all right? So, are they going to do that this week against the Rams? That's coming up. What are we going to talk about these kind of
things? One thought here when you talk about Josh here and everything, the offensive coordinator,
Joe Brady. Yes.
Had a lot to do with these guys. We were talking about Joe Burrow, right? Sure. We were talking about Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, Josh Allen, and everybody knows this, is a big he's a freak of a physical specimen when it comes to playing the quarterback position. There's never any questions about him being not tall enough, and never any questions about him being not big enough. The guy weighs 240 pounds. But the interesting thing to me as I look at Josh Allen and the way he has progressed is Joe Brady's. Now, Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, a lot of people don't remember this, but Joe Brady had the good fortune for a period of time to work with Cam Newton, another one of the most physical quarterbacks, running-type quarterbacks that we've seen.
Same style.
And so he, during his work with Cam Newton, he got familiar with the advantages of having a quarterback that weighs 240 pounds, that has a bazooka for an arm, and that is a smart on top of that. And so he uses him. Some very unique situations he'll put Josh Allen in, and he takes advantage of it every time. And I used to look at that and say, well, aren't they worried about the quarterback getting hurt? Mm-hmm. Oh, don't they want their $100 million guy out there throwing the passes all day? Well, no, they're not concerned about that because they know he's a linebacker playing quarterback.
I played in Buffalo. I played in Orchard Park, and I know the elements there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Snows
and
there.
Let me tell you something. When he first came into the league, he had raw talent. He was just raw. But he has all the skills that are required in an element type of stadium like Buffalo, with the wind, with the snow, with the cold weather.
He knows his team, he knows his back.
You saw Brock Purdy throw a couple balls. Did you see the ball slip?
Yes.
Did you ever
yes.
see the ball slip out of Josh's hand?
Not once.
And you see the ball, the steam that he's got on that throw. He's got throws that just are remarkable in that
kind of
way.
Okay, we got about a minute here before this thing is up. Bills playing the Rams. What are your thoughts this weekend?
Well, it's a tough game for the Rams. Rams are, four out of the last six games they've won, so they're on a roll, but we'll have to wait and see. It's going to be the toughest contest they've had all year.
I agree.
Jackie?
And I think it's going to come down to what they did last week against the Saints. They got to run the ball and feature their offensive line.
Chargers, Chiefs, what do you think?
Chiefs. I like the Chiefs, man. 11-1. They keep winning. They find ways to win.
Well, you can't pass on Harbaugh. Yeah.
8-4. They're on a winning streak, too.
They're motivating this team.
Yep.
Packers, Lions, what do you think there?
Man, Packers are playing so good
game.
Too.
But that's
good one there.
Really
at,
good game.
At the Lions.
I'm going with Jared Goff.
Me too. I'm going to go with the Lions.
Bears, 49ers.
Bears, 49ers. Bears.
Bears, yeah.
49ers
Thomas,
are on the way out.
Thomas Brown will get it figured out.
You think
They're so? Fading fast.
Well, you get it figured out. We got one more segment coming up. Stay with us. OnPointLive.net is our website. On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Check us out on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Check us on Instagram, on.point.live. Harmony Cheese brings it to you, harmonycheese.com.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Back with On Point Live, Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Okay, some stats for the NFC West. Arizona Cardinals have a 43.2% chance to win. Seahawks, 33.7. Rams, 18.9. The San Francisco 49ers, 4.3%. With that Cardinal and Seahawks score, what do you think of that game? That's a matchup this week. Seahawks at the Cardinals. Vince Ferragamo.
Boy, that's, you know, that's a toss-up, actually, because both teams have, I mean, Kyler, what's his name? The quarterback for Arizona just drew a blank. He's been up and down.
Kyler Murray.
He's up and down. I mean, Geno Smith up and down. Defense. Both defenses are playing well. That's a pick 'em. I'll take the Cardinals.
Yeah, you know, to me, Vince, when I look at these two teams, I see like what I'm expecting to happen with all of the NFL down the stretch. Who runs the ball the best?
Yeah,
the team that runs the ball the best in this particular game wins it.
Yeah, right. And I like James Conner. So
I think the Cardinals being played in Arizona.
Yeah, I'll take it. That's what I'll go with.
You say watch the run game, right?
Well, down the stretch, there's no doubt about it. The reemergence of the running game in the National Football League is going to be key as we go down the stretch, like it was for the Rams this past week.
Let me add to that.
When they played New Orleans.
If you can master and stop the run game like they did with Baltimore last week.
Then you've got a problem. You've got a better chance to win that football game.
Go up in the air. All right, now, we're going to have a contest. Going to give away some Harmony cheese for Christmas, for the holidays,
Some
Ferragamo wine.
Yeah, let's do a Super Tuscan, and we'll do a few bottles out there. And what do we have to call our soup?
Just say we want to win the Harmony Cheese pack. email your entry with your name, address, your phone number so we can get a hold to you. info@crntalk.com. That's where you send your email. Info, like an information, I-N-F-O. info@C, as in Charlie, R as in Robert, N as in network, crntalk.com. Make sure and give us your name, address, and phone number so if we draw your entry, you'll get it
for
you.
So we know where to send it, right?
Yeah, that's correct. info@crntalk.com. That's our show. Final thoughts from you, Jackie Slater. Final thought from you, Vince Ferragamo.
The Rams are looking brighter each day, so they're looking more and more better each and every week.
Especially with their offensive line healthy and two backs with 156 yards total. That's going to be the key.
All right, don't forget info@crntalk.com with your entry. Check us out at OnPointLive.net, our YouTube channel. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Instagram, on.point.live. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much for listening and watching. Don't forget our podcast. You check it out at OnPointLive.net.